For one delegate in Philadelphia who's from Cape Cod, politics are a way of life. This isn't her first convention. She was a delegate for Al Gore. The 63-year-old isn't only a staunch supporter of Hillary Clinton. She says Donald Trump terrifies her. But this convention carries special significance for other reasons, and it took a lot more effort for her to get there than it did for most delegates.
My name is Etta B. Goodstein, and I am here as a prenatal Democrat to be a witness for history when I get to see Hillary Clinton accept the nomination to be president.
A prenatal Democrat. I'm not sure I've heard that from anyone before.
I was born in Chicago, time of Mayor Daley, where my father was a social worker and my mother was a nursery school teacher. So not only is it sort of a genetic thing, it just, I have always been active. And when I was about six, I think my first demonstration, they were going to fill in a tiny natural pond behind where I lived. And my mother brought, at that point, I think there were four children, and laid us down in front of the bulldozer. So that was my first big demonstration. And the next one that I remember clearly, I was there when we got gassed at the Justice Department.
Protesting the Vietnam War, as you were saying. It's hard to believe, by the way, that that being laid down in front of a bulldozer would make you a lifelong advocate of activism.
It was a good one. We didn't get run over, so.
That's the good side.
It was a good one.
You are, it sounds like, pretty much in your comfort zone, even in the scrum of a national convention. But this time around is different for you. Can you explain how?
Absolutely. I've been having a health battle that has turned not so good for me. I actually, as a cancer patient, stage four, signed myself out of hospice so that I could make it to the convention. I was diagnosed in 2010, and it's been a rough ride. And I just, after I ran as delegate, when I had sort of gotten it all clear, I've had two surgeries unscheduled since that time in April. And I'm a little fatigued, but I'm here. I have said to people, including family members, that I would rather die on the floor of the convention than to miss this. I need to be that witness in history for my soul.
It's kind of an urgent situation then for you. How do you feel the urgency? And I wonder, would you feel as if so much were at stake politically if it weren't Donald Trump on the other side?
He's despicable, and that's a problem. But for me, it's not about the enemy. For me, it's about Hillary, the most qualified candidate. I was fortunate enough years ago that I met Geraldine Ferraro before she passed away. That was kind of a crack in the door opening, but to see the door open now and the glass ceiling going to be broken, it's just fantastic. I have a younger sister that just became CEO of a high-tech company. The world is changing, and I'm so glad that I'm going to be here as part of history.
What do you say to those who still have their doubts about your candidate, Hillary Clinton, some who have shown up in Philadelphia to continue to support Bernie Sanders, and about the fact, the news that broke over the weekend, that the head of the Democratic Party will be stepping down amid the controversy about emails that appear to undermine the Sanders campaign effort? How do you read those things?
Well, it's politics. They always talk about presidential politics in the October surprise. So am I surprised that there was a fast one that was pulled right before the gavel down for the convention today? I'm not surprised at all. People are forgetting to look at the dates of the emails. That what I've been told is those emails were after it was very clear that Hillary was going to be the nominee. I know that some of the Sanders people are not happy. However, elections have consequences, and she got the most votes.
Because you're so open and you're so candid, I'm going to ask this question, but do you feel as though you'll be able to vote?
I hope so. I hope so. And they are very cautious about making expiration dates for people. But I can tell you, I'm not going to be here in 10 years. I'm not going to be here in 5 years. I'm not going to be here in 2 years. I better be here in November. And beyond that, my long-term goal now is I'd really like to go to the inaugural.
Etta Goodstein, thank you, and we wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Etta Goodstein is a Hillary Clinton delegate from West Ennis. She is suffering from stage 4 colorectal cancer. She arranged for provisional hospice care while she's in Philadelphia.